What proportion of people have autism? And one of the difficulties there is, it's like saying, what proportion of people are tall? It all depends on what you call tall. So is tall over 6 foot, 6 foot six? Depending on where you take that threshold, then that's what you're going to call tall. Now, if you think about this, you might say, well, then it's a rather pointless question. But it's not entirely pointless, because if you're very tall, it can be a handicap. I mean, if you're over 7 foot tall, unless you're going to be a basketball player, you probably find life a little hard. I mean, the world was not designed for people who are 7 foot tall. Therefore, having an extreme of a trait can be a problem, and I suggested that people with autism who have many symptoms of autism, even though they may wish to make social relationships with other people, tend to get rejected, tend to find this is exceptionally difficult. This may make them quite upset and indeed lead to their then withdrawing into themselves and not trying anymore. So, how much autism do you have to be regarded as a case of autism? Well, we've got ways of defining what we call autism, which are very well standardized across the world, so that people who are doing studies in the UK or in the US or in France or in China will mean the same thing by autism. And for all those studies, it would appear that significant autistic symptoms are present in about 0.6% of children. So in other words, about 60 per 10,000 would have significant autistic symptomatology on current estimates.